We continue with Mishnah Berurah Mid Yom Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin Sif Beis. Says the Mechaber, Ein Korin Im Kol Echad Pachos Mishlosha Psukim. Can't read less than three psukim for each aliyah. Shnayim Korin Shlosha Shlosha Ve'echad Kori Arba. Two of them read, have three psukim, and one of them has a fourth pasuk. Ve'ezimash Kori Arba, Ezimash Shabacham. Whichever one gets the fourth pasuk, he is praiseworthy, and it can be whichever one, Rishon Sheni or Shlishi, and they all have reasons given in the Mishnah Berurah. Sif Gimel. Im Dilek Pasuk Echad Ve'lo Kora. If you skip a pasuk, Imhu b'mincha b'Shabbes or b'Sheni b'Chamishi v'karas are psukim below pasuk hamadul again a choser. If it's on Monday, Thursday, or mincha on Shabbos, and you read 10 psukim without that pasuk, then you don't need to go back. V'im lav choser. And if it's not, if you didn't read 10 psukim, you only read 9 psukim because you skipped one. It was only 10 psukim that you were laning and you skipped one. Then you would need to go back to be able to read that pasuk. As well, says the Mishnah Berurah, if you, by skipping, you cause that one of the three aliyahs would not have three psukim, but only have two psukim, you need to go back for that as well. The reason that you don't need to go back if you have 10 psukim, even though you skipped a pasuk, is because it's not a chovas hayom, says the Mishnah Berurah. There's no obligation to read this, all those psukim specifically on this day. It's just in preparation, and you're going to read it on Shabbos anyway, so therefore you'll be mekayim the takanas chachamim, so therefore it's okay if you skip it. However, if you have less than 10 psukim and you skip it, the Mishnah Berurah says that you, and when we say that you need to be chozer, that is, if you even if you forget after you completed the bracha, after the aliyah, you go back and you make another bracha before it, you read the pasuk with two other psukim, and then you make the final bracha, because you can't just make a bracha and read that one pasuk, as you're not allowed to have a kriya without three psukim. This is all regarding Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos mincha. Aval b'Shabbos, says the Shulchan Aruch, afilu dileg pasuk echad chozer b'kori on Shabbos. Even if you skip one pasuk out of the many psukim of the parsha, you need to go back and read it again. Afilu achash shehechzir esat Torah v'amar kaddish chozer b'kori hu shnayim imo. Even if you already put the Torah away and you said kaddish, you need to take the Torah out again to read that pasuk. Afilu hiftir v'spal musaf chozer b'kori. Even if you've already done the haftorah and you daven musaf, you still need to take the Torah back out in order to read that pasuk again. Mishnah Berurah says even if it's a little bit of a pasuk, even if it's one word that you skipped, still, one, you need to go back and read it again, and you should start from the beginning of the pasuk and read it, and at least have two other psukim as well, as we said, because you have to have at least three psukim in order to have an aliyah. So the reason you need to go back regarding Shabbos is because on Shabbos it's Chovas Hayom, that's when you're supposed to read the entire parsha, and since that chiv exists, you need to do the whole pasuk. The Mishnah Berurah says that this is only talking about also when you skip a pasuk in one of the first six aliyahs, but if you skip a pasuk in the seventh aliyah, or any extra aliyahs that you're going to have, an achron or something like that, you do not need to go back for that pasuk, because you can just say it start earlier when you have the maftir aliyah, just start earlier on and to include that pasuk, and then finish the parsha then. Continues the Shulchan Aruch, Parshas Hamawadim, Kamo B'mincha B'Shabbos, V'Sheni V'Chamishi, L'Fisha Kfar Karo, Parshas Shabbos HaShalhen. Laning on Yontif, or is just like laning on Monday, Thursday, Mincha on Shabbos, which you don't have to go back for, because you read those Parshios on the actual Shabbos that it's supposed to be read as part of its Parsha. The same thing is true regarding the Musafin that we lane as part of the Maftir Aliyah on Yontif, unless you skip the Iker Chovas Hayom, which the Be'er Halacha says you would need to go back for.